In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Zipporah School of Business at La Sierra University is currently hosting a local artist and her huge installation work that involved over 400 community volunteers and took 4 months to complete. It's titled Article 24 and is comprised of over 16,000 cardboard spoons cut from food packaging like cereal boxes and individually suspended from netting hung across the business school rotunda. The purpose of this project is to draw awareness to raise the issue of childhood food insecurity in Riverside. The number of spoons represents the number of elementary school children in the city who qualify for the federal free lunch program. Here to tell us more is the artist, Rebecca Waring Crane, and Gary Chartier, Associate Dean of the Zipporah School of Business. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to be here.
Rebecca, start by telling us, why is the issue of food insecurity personally important to you?
I have to go back to the beginning of the project because I wouldn't say this is something that's been on my radar forever. I read Barbara Kingsolver's novel, Demon Copperhead, where she takes the story of David Copperfield and puts it in contemporary times and addresses a lot of social issues from poverty and domestic violence to the foster care system, as well as child food insecurity. And all of these were so gripping to me, but I felt that child food insecurity is actually something I could lean into and make a difference. So I sat with that, and I have to tell you, my own life experience played into this as well. I have never been hungry, but I am a mom. I know what it means to raise healthy children. And I've been an elementary school teacher. I've also personally been a hangry person. So I know what it's like. I know what happens to me when I don't have a regular meal. And I know how important this is for children growing up, for their developing bodies, for their minds, and just being able to regulate themselves in the world. So I also love the idea of shared meals and what that means for our sense of being nurtured in a world and feeling safe. So that's why I chose child food insecurity. It feels approachable and addressable, and it's something that I think makes a big difference to our community.
What are some things you hope to accomplish with this installation?
Oh man, there's a lot going on here. The conversation we're having right now, getting people to talk about this, because this is something that's almost always with us. But what are the systems that are in place that are actually obstacles? How could we as a community come together and do differently? Because we always say, oh, children are the future. Are we looking after the future? So the art confronts us. It's a hard topic. It gets people to sit with something very distressing in many ways. So what I'm hoping to accomplish is deconstructing this kind of dangerous American myth of the rugged individual, that people make it on their own. We are designed to be social. We're interconnected. We're interdependent. And that's a positive thing. All of us have needs. And there's such a negative connotation to being needy. Everybody has needs, and food is one of our most basic. So what I want to accomplish is highlighting the issue and saying, you know what? We actually can do something about this. This is something that matters immediately. So there's short-term payoff and benefit and has long-term effect on the children involved and our community as a whole. If children grow up feeling that they're looked after, that they have basic needs met, that changes how they move in the world. It reduces their anxiety, their sense of trauma, their sense of scarcity, so that they also can look out for each other as they grow up and then look out for the community and do nurturing, nourishing things as well.
Why did you choose the spoon as the form for this art installation?
Things often happen in a sideways fashion for me. So when I read the book, I was deep into a studio practice making heirloom quality dinnerware. And I'm like, oh, these are huge issues. What is it I already do? I'm an artist. You know, I kind of get into the, well, there's very little that I can say or do. But as I was journaling, I just wrote down the very obvious things. I make bowls. And the notion fell into my mind, I will make one bowl for every child who is going hungry in the city of Riverside. Well, you know what? Logistically speaking, that's crazy. I'm working out in my little garage. And I've also had fabulous conversations with community members who are deeply invested in the issue of child food insecurity. They're already paying attention. I'm just joining the conversation. And Lynn Heatley, who's the director of the nonprofit Love Riverside, she was like a grad critique person for me and asked, well, Rebecca, bowls are, she didn't say don't do them. She said, bowls, that's a lot of time, a lot of clay. These are heavy, hard to transport. Is there a smaller thing, something easier to craft, easier to carry, that might help? And it was that conversation that got me thinking, oh, all right, yeah, okay, let's go from bowls to spoons, just more manageable in size. And then it started becoming obvious. Like, of course it's the spoon. What's the first thing we use to feed a child solid foods? It's that little spoon. Mm. And in some traditions, the spoon is the symbol for the healer. I didn't realize that till a little while ago. So some things happened in this lovely serendipitous fashion as far as choosing the spoon.
What has led you to use Article 24 to capture the installation's focus?
Oh, yeah. The title of the piece, Article 24, that's taken from the United Nations Convention on the Rights of a Child. And the group articulates all of the things that communities and cultures need to do to take care of children. And Article 24 simply states that every child has the right to access to clean water, healthy food, and a safe environment. I love this, and I also find it deeply distressing because, well, what kind of society doesn't feed its children? Who has to spell this out and name it? Who needs to put it into words? But thank goodness somebody did, and that's why I entitled the piece this. We're only addressing the issue of food, but it's connected. So many issues are interconnected. There's a web of need that we each have, and we should be looking after ourselves and each other this way, and especially our children. So Article 24 highlights just this most foundational issue of providing the basics for the children in our community.
What has been the most moving response to this installation and the most unexpected?
I've got two answers for that. One of the most unexpected was, as I'm working with community members who are either volunteers or who are specialists in the field of food insecurity, these are leaders in our community and nonprofits and in different positions who will say, oh, actually, I was that free lunch kid. Mm. They are adults who benefited from a program that helped look after these basic needs. That's always riveting for me. Not too long ago at a reception at the Zapara, I was pulled aside by a brother and sister who said, actually, this means a lot to us. We're doing well now. And we remember when, as children, our mother would find a safe place to park and we would sleep in our car at night and then know that we would have food at school. So those kind of emotionally moving stories have really just made me feel grateful that I can do the work and that it's opened so many doors for these conversations. The other response that I have found surprising, delightful, is the welcome I got at Zapara. How many schools of business are socially engaged? I'm an artist. I don't know what other schools are teaching. And here is a school that has said, you are now our creative in residence. They created this position for me so that I'm in dialogue, that students know I'm here on purpose. Yes, I created this work, but I'm also available to have conversations with them because Zipporah says your work matters. You can have meaningful impact on the world you live in and address social ills or needs right where you are. So the idea that business is this extractive process, that there's this capitalist notion, is sort of circumvented because, okay, you can make money. Can you use that now, turn it around immediately to invest in the community where you're serving? And it's all about that, that service, creating value and making a difference right where you are in an impactful way that gives you a sense of satisfaction. I love that Zipporah said, sure, we've never had an artist in residence or a creative in residence, but you come on in. Come in and use the space. And if have you seen the rotunda? Oh, Pepper. Mm-hmm. This is perfect for an art installation. It's this soaring two-story entryway with natural light and a big wraparound balcony. And that's where we attached the net. We hoisted it up. There's just a fantastic sense of, oh, this belongs in this space. So the welcome, the serendipity of the students, the absolute DNA match for the work and the space, it's been a delight.
And tell us more about why you chose to place the installation in the Zipporah School of Business building.
Some things, again, happen by accident. So I finished my grad school program in 2020, and all of my work went under my bed and in my closet because of COVID. So I had pictures online, and that was it. Over time, the sadness of that was just so great. And my friend Kevin Strain, who happens to work at Zipporah, asked me, how's your art, Rebecca? Well, if you ask me how it's going, I'll give you the long answer. And I told him the whole thing. And he said, you know, I've just started working at Zipporah, but they're interested in ideas. So that was the seed. It became a small solo exhibit of my graduate project, which was a completely different focus. But we built a relationship. And then I made the precursor to Article 24. It's a smaller installation of 503 ceramic spoons, one for every 10 children in the Alvord district only. So I had taken this data and broken it down, and I realized this is a lot for me to tackle at once. So again, back to Lynn Heatley, I made 503 ceramic spoons, installed them in what looks like a little house, and I'd had a one-day pop-up. That ended up languishing in my garage, not doing the work it's supposed to do. And when Kevin had asked about my work previously, then I had a relationship. I had to get really brave. And I ran into Dean Thomas's assistant, Loveland Razouk, who said again, how's your art? Oh, well, I happen to have pictures of the most recent thing. Loveland's son attends school in the Alvord district, understands the need. And when I showed her empty, the first piece, she said, that has to come to Zipporah. That's how this gradually evolved. So in October, at the end of 2024, I installed Empty, which is also looking for a home again, by the way. It's in storage again. It needs to be out in the world doing its work. That led to a colloquium with the students, conversations on campus, the creation of creator in residence position, and the invitation, well, what would you like to do next? So Zipporah came to me as a gift, really over time. Some of it was scary. I had to be brave. Some of it was all new for them. They had to take a chance. What's it like to work with an artist? Are they reliable? Will she show up? How will this be? And it's been a lovely partnership, like so much of the collaborative work that now has just drawn me in. This work with the community, with, like you say, over 400 volunteers. I am so thrilled to do socially engaged, community-based art and to have Zipporah stand with me as I invite people into these conversations.
So along those lines of what's next, what's next for you artistically?
At first, when the piece was up, that was the most bitter question to hear. I wanted to punch people because it was like, oh, I've just run a marathon and I'm far enough from it and you're a kind person. So here's the answer to that. I'm midwifing the work. So there's these conversations to have. There's looking for a long-term home for Empty. And I've just begun considering part three, which will I think will be like the completion of the work. I've had one piece dedicated to Alvord. I've had one piece that encapsulates all of this, with the Sapara space being large and welcoming. And I'm thinking now it would be helpful, important, meaningful to do the third piece and just take the data from RUSD, the Riverside Unified School District. But I need a location. Everything is based on site and where I'm welcome and how much access I have, because I think I have it in me to do one more round of this kind of work, because, again, socially engaged, community-based, and I strongly suspect that eradicating child hunger in Riverside is a little bit like doing community-based art. It's about lots of people, hundreds of them coming together, and they're willing to sit with a hard truth. Our children are going hungry. We actually have the means to feed them. California produces plenty of food. And we sit with that hard truth and we decide we're not going to ignore it. We're going to show up, but it's in simple and doable ways. And we work with accessible materials as individuals and in groups. And we use our hands and our hearts to create small parts of this unified whole, this big, enormous, expansive piece of art. And in the process, we not only begin to mend a grievous tear in our community, we begin to mend ourselves.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
I'm speaking with artist Rebecca Waring Crane and Gary Chartier, Associate Dean of the Sapara School of Business at La Sierra University, which is currently displaying Rebecca's new art installation, Article 24. Gary, why is the Sapara School of Business hosting a creative in residence like Rebecca?
So the Sapara School of Business believes profoundly that business is part of God's creative work in the world. La Sierra University is proud to be a Christian university, and the Sapara School embraces the vision of God as creating on an ongoing basis through us in the world. And we think business is profoundly creative, but we certainly don't think it's the only way to be creative. And we welcome the opportunity to showcase creative excellence in our building and to bring people there to really discover the kind of creative work that Rebecca and we hope later creatives in residence will be able to share.
Why is the Sapara building a natural site for an installation focused on food insecurity?
Because the Sapara School of Business cares about community impact. Rebecca mentioned earlier the Zipporah School's motto, which is create value, make a difference. The Zipporah School wants to touch both the local and the global community, and it's practiced doing that in different ways for decades. We believe that business students, business faculty members, business alums, our community partners, all have the ability to use business skills and business creativity to exert transformative impact in their communities. And so the business school building is a natural place to address an issue of great significance to our community.
How does hosting an installation fit with the Zipporah School's activities over time?
The Zipporah School hosts all sorts of events. It's home to a conference center that is the site for a variety of campus activities that don't necessarily have directly to do with what the Zipporah School itself does. And so it's great from our point of view that not only are the students and faculty members who come through the building every day able to see the work that Rebecca and those who participated in this project with her have done, but also that so many other people who come through the building to participate in other activities there, from Pier Street Jazz to a TEDx event, will be able to see and be engaged by this work.
Why is La Sierra University hosting an art installation focused on food insecurity?
La Sierra University believes profoundly that the whole world is God's creation, that God's love and grace embrace the whole world. We believe in the golden rule, so we believe everyone matters. And because of that, we've been involved over many years in a variety of local and global activities designed to impact and enhance life in our communities. Our classrooms are in many cases linked with service projects through what we call a service learning program that ensures that students see the connection between classroom activity and community service. And outside the classroom, a whole range of activities from helping people transition from public assistance to full-time work in the local community, all the way to sponsoring a cow bank program in India that's been empowering to local villagers. All these have been things that have mattered to us as an institution. And so it's very natural for us at La Sierra as a whole to take seriously the opportunity to share the transformative potential of an installation like Rebecca's.
How might an event like this installation impact your students at La Sierra?
We hope in all kinds of ways. We hope that this event will help students learn how to put on an art installation. We hope that students will discover more about their own creativity. We hope they will, in turn, learn about the way in which art can exert community impact. And we hope that they will embrace the idea that they themselves can participate in changing their communities, not just now in their time on campus, but throughout their professional and personal lives. We think that participating in and observing this installation will help students be impactful citizens.
I'm speaking with artist Rebecca Waring Crane and Gary Chartier, Associate Dean of the Zipporah School of Business at La Sierra University. How can the public check out the Article 24 installation?
Oh, that's open, isn't it? So the Zipporah School of Business is open every weekday from, I believe, 9 till 10 p.m., Fridays being the exception. They're closed, I think, at midday. And anyone can come on campus. Come through the main gate, 4500 Riverwalk Parkway. Tell them at the gate, I'm here to see the art installation. And there's free parking in front of the Zipporah. Just come in that main door.
And anything else you think we should know?
It's pretty self-guided in so many ways. So when you do come in the main door, you will instantly see the piece. And it's important that you take time to walk the space, because you can see it from two levels. You can see it from the ground, and you can go up to the second level and look down. So it's almost like it's two different pieces. Be sure you count the floor mats. I'm a teacher, I do didactic things. So the floor mats include specific data about food and food insecurity in California. And then there are a few that I created to just pose questions and invite people to think about what's going on. and there are 14. So find them all. They're not all on the main floor. Come in, look around, and please sign our digital guest book. We'd love to know you've been there and what you thought. And it's simple. It's just a Google dealio. It's nothing fancy. We won't be harvesting information or anything, but it gives us a chance to hear your feedback when you've been there.
Where can we go to find out more about this installation?
RebeccaWaringCrane.com, and you can go to my project tab and drop down. I have a whole page with information about the installation and also images of it. And we've had, it's only been about 4 weeks that it's been up, but it's gotten a lot of traffic. But it's a great way to just get an idea. Seeing the work in person, of course, is the absolute best thing.
And you use the traditional spelling of Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A?
That's correct.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and we're looking forward to seeing this exhibit.
Thank you.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa. Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.